On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. We're talking about public access to records and the state of open government in Wisconsin. There was a newly released 10-state compliance audit of freedom of information laws, and it ranked Wisconsin among the top five. But last year, the Wisconsin Transparency Project sued Governor Evers on behalf of a Milwaukee TV station over his reluctance to release emails under the state's open records law. So how do you think lawmakers should maintain records of their work? Should they be allowed to delete emails? Do you think they should be allowed to delete scheduled meetings on their calendar? You can join the conversation. We're at 800-642-1234. Amanda St. Hilaire is an investigative reporter for WITI Fox 6 News in Milwaukee, and she's part of a team of reporters who produce a podcast. It's called Open Record. It takes viewers behind the scenes of stories. Amanda, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So now, the end of last year, your station sued Governor Evers over his office refusing to release copies of emails. Before we get to the lawsuit, can you explain what emails you were seeking?
Sure. So this really was an open records spot check. And we do spot checks on open records pretty frequently because we want to see what's there, if there's anything we're missing. So I had done a spot check for 2 weeks' worth of emails on more than 50 state lawmakers a few months prior. We thought, okay, it's time for the governor's turn as well as his cabinet. So we originally requested roughly 4 weeks' worth of emails, and it wasn't any particular time period. We just picked four random weeks, and that request was denied. And then we narrowed that down because we thought, okay, maybe there are a lot of emails here. We want to be able to work with any public agency if they're going to have trouble getting the records that we request. So we narrowed the request. That was denied. And then we kept narrowing it. And finally, we got down to 1 day's worth of emails. And it was a random day within that original 4 week period. And even that was denied. And that's when we said, okay, there's an issue here that maybe needs more exploring.
Yeah, so, you know, 1 day, you know, 1 week, 1 day, 1 hour. What was the governor's office, what was their rationale for withholding the emails?
Well, originally, after I had filed the request, I had a phone call with the governor's staff, and it sounded like the initial concern was that there were a lot of emails here to go through. But it became pretty clear to me that no matter how narrow of a time frame I requested, it was going to be denied if I did not have essentially search terms or words that could be turned into search terms.
Oh, so like the word budget or agriculture.
Budget, exactly. And it sounds like maybe not a big deal at first, but as we talked to open records experts, we found out, hey, this is kind of a big deal because when you have to limit your searches to specific terms or phrases, there's a lot that you could be missing. You don't know what you don't know, right? So if you have to limit that, then we could get to a place where these records that are supposed to be public, it's now very easy to keep them secret. And we had a problem with that, hence the lawsuit.
We're discussing how state lawmakers, the governor, other authorities handle records of their work. We're with investigative reporter Amanda St. Hilaire from Fox News in Milwaukee. How should lawmakers maintain records of their work? Should they be allowed to delete emails or scheduled meetings on their calendar? Should anyone from the public be able to get copies of lawmakers' email correspondence? Join in with your thoughts, your questions, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So, Amanda, what did advocates for transparency in government, what did they tell you about the back and forth between you and the governor's office?
Well, you know, it's bad when even the lawyers say there's too much lawyerization, right? So we spoke with April Barker, who is an open records attorney, and she has represented an agency that sued Governor Walker's administration in the past over email. So she has quite a bit of experience with this. We spoke with Bill Leaders, who is president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council and has his own experience with open records lawsuits. And they both said the same thing. They said that they're concerned that this basically gives every other public agency permission to make it harder for people to get public records. And especially when it comes to emails, that matters because these are the records that show you how the people who represent you, how the people you elect, how the people you pay are making decisions, who's influencing them, what goes into that process. And if we can't see it, and we're certainly not saying in this case that we suspected any corruption, but when we're unable to see it, that's when people start having questions about what the process is, and that's when you can open things up to potential corruption should you have someone who wants to take advantage of that system.
So how did your station decide to sue for the release of the emails, and what is the status of the lawsuit?
Yeah, the lawsuit was a last resort. It's not something we like to do. We cover the news. We don't want to be the news. But the way Wisconsin law is set up, when you get to a point where an agency is downright refusing to give you records, a lawsuit is really one of your only options. You can petition the Attorney General's office to see if they'll bring an action, but in this case, the Attorney General's office represents the governor, so that's not really an option. So in order to get the records, we had to file the lawsuit. So after trying to work with the governor's office for several months, that was the option we were left with. At this point, the governor's office has filed an answer to our lawsuit, and now it's going back and forth and submitting evidence and letting a judge decide.
So the office did, though, release some of the emails you had wanted. What did you learn from those new records?
Yeah, so the way this unfolded was after we had gone back and forth with Governor Evers' staff, we decided, okay, we're at least going to do a story about this. We asked them for comment. They never gave us a comment. So we showed up at a Governor Evers press conference and asked him directly. And he said he had no problem with his emails being released. He said, in fact, they'd be pretty boring because he hardly uses email. So literally 10 minutes after we told the governor's office we filed a lawsuit, they did release one day's worth of his emails. And in that sense, the governor was right. They were pretty boring. There were some press releases, discussion about logistics with different events, the governor's travel schedule. But the point isn't necessarily how boring or exciting the records are. It's the fact that we were able to get them and the fact that we had to file a lawsuit in order to get even the one day. Now, we still haven't received the other records that we had requested. So the original 4 weeks, the 2 weeks we had narrowed it down to, the 1 week. But the idea is they're still holding on to that idea that they can selectively withhold these records. So in their response, the governor's office said, hey, we're going to give you this one day's worth of emails as an exception, but just so you know, we don't think we actually need to release any of this in the future, and we still think that we can withhold this at any time. And so the principle of what we're fighting for still very much stands.
We're talking with WITI-TV investigative journalist Amanda St. Hilaire. We're looking at government transparency and access to public records. What type of information do you think the public should be able to know about its elected leaders? Have you ever filed a formal request under Wisconsin's open records law? Did you get the records you were seeking? How did your agency respond to you? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. There's more State Cap in just a moment with Amanda St. Hilaire right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at the state of open records laws in Wisconsin ahead of Sunshine Week next week. That's a national observance of open government. Governor Evers was criticized last year by Open Records advocates for initially rejecting a reporter's request because it wasn't limited to a specific subject or a specific word. Should anyone from the public be able to get copies of emails sent to lawmakers or sent by lawmakers? How much do you want to know about who lawmakers are meeting with and how they're going about their day, their business on email? Join in 800-642-1234. We have investigative journalist Amanda St. Hilaire from Fox 6 News, and she goes after these records and she stays with us. So we had a caller who couldn't stay with us but wanted to know, if Amanda, if you've done an open records request for former Governor Walker's office, and what was their transparency like in comparison to the Evers administration?
Sure. So I started working in Wisconsin at the end of Governor Walker's tenure, so I personally don't have a direct connection with his emails. I can tell you that transparency experts tell me they don't see a significant difference between Governor Evers and Governor Walker's when it comes to transparency with public records. Governor Walker himself was criticized and was sued over access to public records and specifically access to emails, although it was a slightly different issue. So that seems to be the general consensus. I have spoken with Evers supporters who say they're disappointed that they don't see a significant departure from Governor Walker in that sense, but from what I gather, there doesn't seem to be a huge difference between the two when it comes to public records.
I want to take a moment and talk about private email addresses, your Gmail addresses.
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago, when I was a journalist in Louisiana, the Associated Press had revealed through a public records request that the then governor, Governor Jindal, his top administrators were using their Gmail addresses to talk with each other about their PR strategy involving big cuts to Medicaid services, $500 million in cuts. Are you concerned about the practice of government officials using personal email accounts?
It's an interesting issue because, according to the law, even if it's on your Gmail account or even if they're text messages on a personal number, if they're about government business, they're supposed to be public. And that's great in theory, but in practice, it's really hard to have oversight over how someone uses their Gmail or their personal phone when they're using it to conduct government business. So you have to essentially rely on their word that they did a thorough search of those accounts and they're actually turning over those records. Again, not saying anyone would lie about that, but my job as a journalist is to be skeptical of that. And so when we had done a spot check on state lawmakers here in Wisconsin, we did find that there were some, and it was an equal amount of Democrats and Republicans, who were using their private Gmail accounts, their Yahoo accounts, in order to talk about sometimes sensitive constituent information. Now, in that case, it didn't seem to be they were exclusively using these accounts. They were still using their state government emails a fair amount, but government transparency advocates did raise concerns that that could make it harder potentially for requesters to get those records. And again, that matters because these are the receipts. These are what tell you how your tax dollars are being used and how people make decisions. So even if you've never filed a public records request in your life, the fact that someone like a journalist can do that and sort through the records and tell you what's going on is huge, especially when it comes to accountability. And when that effort is blocked, that should be raising a red flag.
Let's bring in another call now. Chris is joining us from Toma this morning. Hi, Chris.
Hello. My comment is I have mixed feelings about it because email can be so easily misinterpreted. If you don't get everybody's email that's involved, if you don't get the full conversation, if you don't know the information. And so I feel like sometimes media is just too dang nosy, and they want to cause problems, and that's not all of them. But we hear more negative things than we do anymore than positive. So the misinterpretation from emails, I think sometimes it's too much.
Chris, thank you for that sentiment. Amanda, you know, these emails from one person don't tell the whole story. And Chris is saying you really need to have more sense of what is happening around the email.
And I think that's an interesting point, because that's exactly why we're suing the governor's office. So if you're limited to getting emails just with one phrase or one search term, then Chris is right. You don't have the whole picture. That's why we wanted the whole body of emails sent from that account and received by that account from a given period of time, because then you do have the big picture. I am going to push back on the idea that sometimes the media and journalists are too nosy, because quite frankly, it's our job to find out what's going on and tell people about it. And in order to get context, that's why we always call the people and reach out to the people we're doing a story about, so they have an opportunity to weigh in and give that context. But our job is to find information and deliver it to you, and then you get to decide how you feel about it. But you can't make a decision if you don't know what's there in the first place. And that's why we fight so hard for these records. But her point is exactly why we need to have that whole body of emails or text messages or whatever communication we're talking about, because that's where you get the context and that's where you see what's really going on.
We're talking with investigative reporter Amanda St. Hilaire from WITI-TV, and there's still time for you. What type of information do you think the public should be able to know about its elected leaders? Have you ever filed a formal request under Wisconsin's open records law? Did you get the records you were seeking? We're at 800-642-1234. Let's talk about the word or. There's this word in state law at the heart of this dispute, or in the phrase subject matter or length of time. Amanda, why is that word a sticking point here?
Yeah, and again, this goes back to the idea that you know it's bad when the lawyers say there's too much lawyering. So the law, and I'm not a legal expert here, but the law essentially says that you need to have a request that's reasonably specific to, and the phrase is subject matter or length of time. And the idea is that these agencies that you're filing requests to, they need to know what you're looking for. If they have to guess or go on a wild goose chase, that's not a great use of government time. So in our reading of it, subject matter or length of time, thinking, okay, you need either a subject matter or a length of time. In this case, the governor's office was arguing that you need subject matter and length of time. And they're claiming that by not providing search terms, we were not providing subject matter. Our argument is that we provided exactly how much information they need in order to know what we were requesting. Clearly, they knew exactly what we were requesting because they were able to turn over one day's worth of emails. So it's interesting when you're quibbling over the difference between and the word or, but when it comes to these legal issues, sometimes that's what it comes down to.
So let's look at calendars here for just a moment. Unlike state lawmakers, the governor can't selectively delete emails and meeting calendars. Why can lawmakers delete their emails or calendars?
So that was one of the first public record stories I did in Wisconsin. At least more than 40 years ago, state lawmakers wrote themselves an exception to the law. So under record retention rules, they basically said that they can delete their public records at any time, really without any notice, unless you've already filed an open records request for that record. Then they can't delete it after you file that. That matters because, one, they're not following the same rules that they wrote for everyone else, right? Your other public agencies, your city engineer can't just go through and delete his emails or delete his calendars, yet somehow state lawmakers can do that. It makes it hard to see what they're doing when they are supposed to be acting on your behalf. And when we went through and kind of tested that loophole, that's when we found out that Scott Fitzgerald deletes his calendar daily. And there were a couple other lawmakers who admitted to certain things being deleted. But the concerning thing is that there was no way for us to tell exactly how much had been deleted or when it was deleted or how long anyone held on to it. The governor's office is not subject to that same exception. So the governor's office needs to hold on to emails and calendars for a given period of time. What concerned us when we were denied emails and told that we need to provide search terms is that an attorney for the Department of Veterans Affairs said that theoretically that same idea down the road could apply to calendars. So instead of getting someone's whole calendar and seeing really where they're going, who they're meeting with, again, what's influencing their decisions, now suddenly you have to search by a certain name or know that they were at a certain meeting. And so Department of Veterans Affairs said, we give you the calendar as a courtesy, but yeah, we could theoretically ask you to provide search terms for that too. That's concerning because you don't know what you don't know.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Amanda St. Hilaire is an investigative reporter for WITI Fox 6 News in Milwaukee. Coming up, how are Wisconsin health officials responding to coronavirus? We get an update on the state's preparations with an official from the Department of Health Services. The State Capitol Report continues right after this news update here on the Ideas Network.